Hey, it's Daryl C. Murphy, and I just want to talk to you real quick. The Common is produced at WBUR in Boston. We're public media. We don't have paywalls, which means we don't ask you to pay to see our work. We say, here's some powerful stories for free. And then, if some of those stories you read or listen to are important to you, and you talk about it with your friends and family, and you even see the world a little differently, then we ask you to support it, because we want to continue making work that is meaningful to you. And right now, I want to let you know what's happening at WBUR. Our radio shows, our podcasts are getting some of the biggest audiences we've ever had. Our journalism is winning awards, reaching new and more diverse audiences. And you are a big part of that. Our journalism has never been stronger, but the business has never been harder. We've had a big loss of sponsorship dollars, like a lot of media companies have in recent years. But one thing we've always been pretty good at is getting support from our listeners to make the things they love. So we're asking right now, in a crucial moment for WBUR, can you help us get through this by joining other listeners in supporting WBUR? We need your help to keep making the podcast you're listening to right now, along with everything else that comes from WBUR. Your help would mean a lot to me and to all of my colleagues. So please, head to our website, WBUR.org. Thanks.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. Yasmeen, how you feeling?
I feel good. It's a good week. Spring is in the air, and so I'm just really like waiting and hoping for that to come soon.
Well, we're almost there. Warmer weather will be here before you know it. But let's get down to why you're here with us today. Last Wednesday, the Boston City Council had a pretty notable vote. The council voted overwhelmingly in favor of Mayor Michelle Wu's rent control proposal. This proposal aims to limit annual rent increases, with some exceptions, to 6% plus inflation with an overall cap of 10%. Yasmeen, you watched that vote last week. What was the energy like in the room?
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say it was jubilant, but I will say that there was definitely this sense of accomplishment that it was a big deal. It was a big day for the council. And remember, it was an 11-2 vote. So there was definitely a sense of clear-headedness there. They were mostly in sync. I was pretty surprised they got through it so quickly in a decisive manner, to be honest. Most councilors were pretty on board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that vote was 11 in favor, 2 against the proposal. The two were Frank Baker and Aaron Murphy.
Yep.
So what did counselors have to say about the decision?
So each counselor really stood up and talked about why they're supporting it, with the exception of the two counselors you just mentioned. Just take a listen to Counselor Ricardo Arroyo about why he voted yes.
We heard stories of individuals who had 100% price increases, 200% price increases, 80, 90% price increases. And I understand that for some, 10% doesn't go far enough. And in most cases, I would agree. But for those individuals, this would have been a large bomb on a problem that led to them either seeking new housing, home insecurity, or being put on the street.
So a lot of the counselors are just kind of coming off the heels of listening to testimonies from residents. And like Ricardo Arroyo said, you know, he's been hearing from people that it feels like a crisis moment, that they're being pushed out again because of those really exorbitant yearly increases. But also, mm-hmm. again, like, I want you to hear from Councilor Frank Baker about why he voted no.
We're going after an industry that has created generational wealth for the middle class in Boston. That villain that owns 2-3 Deckers, you know, that villain, if he or she comes from my neighborhood, they planted a stake in the neighborhood 20, 30 years ago, put their resources on the line. It's not easy being a landlord.
So he is using the word villain ironically there, but the argument that he is making, which goes in line with a lot of these realtor groups, as well as developers and landlords, is that we do not want to discourage developers from developing because they're worried about recouping their cost or, you know, maintenance costs and construction costs are high, which is very true. But the idea that Frank Baker is making here says, you know, we don't want anything to spook developers from building more housing. So, and just keep in mind, there are some exemptions for this plan. For instance, it's owner-occupied properties of 6 units or less. So that means the landlord would have to live in one of those units, and then like the 5 additional ones they can rent out. Those would be exempt from the rent control measure that Mayor Wu proposed.
And what do housing advocates have to say about the vote? Because I understand while there was some support, it seemed like some folks were still critical about Wu's proposal.
Oh, yeah. There would never be a vote without its critics from all sorts of sides, right?
Yeah, right.
So a lot of housing advocates praised the move, saying, you know, they've done something. And for the most part, that's how the counselors felt as well. Just from the beginning, a lot of housing advocates said this didn't go far enough. So I'll give you an example, like Counselor Tanya Fernandez Anderson, when the proposal first came out, she said, this doesn't actually strike me as rent control. The cap should be more like 3-5%, not 10. And a lot of housing advocates said the same thing, but that's the whole idea from Michelle Wu is that she's like, I'm not trying to be so far here. I'm already getting pushback at 10%. I want to move something, like something needs to happen. And so she felt like this was pushing a compromise. And ultimately, Councillor Fernandez Anderson did vote for it, but just made the point that she would have liked to see it go further. But at least this is getting us a step closer.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, it sounds like Mayor Wu is kind of abiding by the philosophy of, you know, a good bargain is one where both sides leave unhappy, you know?
That's, I think, how she would characterize this proposal, is that it is a compromise between, you know, growth and development as well as tenant protections.
Okay. The council also voted to restructure the Boston Planning and Development Agency, also known as the BPDA. What can you tell us about that?
Mayor Wu proposed this a while back. She actually said she wants to get rid of the Boston Planning and Development Agency. We didn't quite do that, but she did kind of restructure it. She eliminated 2 agencies, and she's pushing all of their staff and their responsibilities to this newly created BPDA. And government, like bureaucracy and acronyms aside, I want to talk about why that's important and why we should think about it as like the shift in philosophy in city government.
Okay.
That has to do with urban renewal in Boston. Urban renewal was this policy that, you know, the development agency abided by since the 1950s, where it had a lot of power to rezone certain areas. It had eminent domain, so it could take neighborhoods and develop them as they saw fit. And Wu has always criticized that as being non-transparent. She said it was, you know, inconsistent about what it does and doesn't approve. And she just has, from the beginning, thought to abolish the BPDA. Again, that didn't happen. But she did say that this newly imagined BPDA is going to focus on things that are more like, you know, community involvement, equity, resilience. And she said that that was kind of more in line with modern thinking and what Boston needs right now in you know, 2023 and beyond.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more from Yasmeen.
Politics has never been stranger or more online, which is why the politics team at Wired is making a new show, Wired Politics Lab. It's all about how to navigate the endless stream of news and information and what to look out for. Each week on the show, we'll dig into far-right platforms, AI chatbots, influencer campaigns, and so much more. Wired Politics Lab launches Thursday, April 11th. Follow the show wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Okay, Yasmin, for many advocates of rent and development reform, these votes are a huge deal, right? But they're only the first step towards getting these plans approved. Both need approval from Beacon Hill, a place that's known to move a bit slow on matters like these. What does the road ahead look like?
Slow is probably a very kind term from you, but yes, absolutely. So I do want you to remember that rent control is banned statewide in Massachusetts. So this home rule petition from Boston has to be approved by the legislature and the governor. And so Wu did praise the council for that 11-2 vote because she said it sent a pretty strong message. And she is hoping that state lawmakers see that point.
I think we all share an urgency in knowing that this can't stand for Boston. We cannot be a place where people get pushed out from the communities that they want to continue contributing to.
Again, she doubled down on this message of being reasonable and preventing extreme price gouging instead of, you know, just blanket rent control. And in the State House, we'll see how they respond to that message. Our colleague Steve Brown, who covers the State House, said it still feels uncertain even when he tries to talk to members of the legislature. He did say that, you know, a couple of them might have outsized influence, including the Representative Aaron Michalowicz. And Michalowicz is the chair of the Ways and Means Committee. So that's the committee that holds the purse strings. In 2020, he did vote against a bill that had some tenant protections in there because he said it was a gateway to blanket rent control. So he does have a history of being very skeptical of rent control measures. However, 2020 was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Rent has gone up a lot since then. So the conversation might look a little different. And he said he is going to discuss it. So he didn't give like a clear idea of how he would vote quite yet. So again, it's just one of those, unfortunately, we'll have to wait and see. And I can't tell you how long we'll wait and what we will see. But that is kind of how the legislature works.
All right. Yasmin, the votes are in for Boston as it relates to rent control. Do you think this could be the start of some kind of ripple effect in support of similar policies in the region? Are any other municipalities moving on their own rent control proposals?
I will say a lot of people are watching what's happening in Boston, for sure, especially if it moves through the legislature and the governor's desk. Somerville is talking about planning to move forward with a rent control home rule similar to Boston. Cities like Cambridge, you know, signaled that they're open to talking about it. Places like New Bedford said that they are going to approve a non-binding ballot question. So asking its residents like, hey, should we look into this, you know, form of rent control? So there hasn't been much announced officially, but people are watching what's happening in Boston because that could have some serious reverberations in other communities. And again, each community kind of has to decide for itself where it goes on rent control because it's still illegal in the state. And so each municipality kind of really has to think about, you know, what they want and how they want to see rent policies going forward.
Understood. Yasmin, I am so glad you are covering this. I want to thank you from the bottom of my renter heart.
You're more than welcome, and I hope to talk to you again.
That's WBUR reporter Yasmin Ammer. That's our show for today. Thank you so, so much for listening to The Common. Listen, if you're a renter or a landlord and you want to share your thoughts on this episode, hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok at WBUR The Common. You can also send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. I'm Darryl C. Murphy, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.